Eric?
Yeah?
Isn't this ignorance, though, that we are in a part of his plan? I mean, it's not...
Everything is a part of his plan. Everything.
It's the way he wants it to be.
That's the way he gets awakened himself. And reaches the far ends, if at all we call it a far ends of his infinitude. Him being infinite, he wants to have a survey of his infinitude. It's like that. This whole creation, this whole play of existence of creatures and human is nothing but have a survey of his infinitude. Follow?
And he dedicated God's speech to illusion.
Yes,
that sustains reality.
That sustains reality. It is the illusion that sustains reality. Without illusion, reality is independent, no doubt about it. But it remains sustained because of illusion. Otherwise, it's just like... there is always the sunshine. Will you ever know what sunshine is? It is independent, no doubt about it. Sun remains there. But because of the darkness, we testify that there is sunshine. So because of illusion, we say, here is reality and here is illusion. It is the illusion that sustains reality, although reality is independent of it. But because of it, that's why it is sustained. It's sustained.
Why has it to be such a painful process of going from
to gain
one
experience,
point to another?
Gain experience, that's the only way that you can have the experience.
Through the suffering.
Pardon?
Why does it have to be so painful? Why
call it painful, but he wants to take it with a pinch of smile, you see. It is you who make a sour and garlic face, he says, but I don't. I take it. It's a great job. Why don't you take it in good, great humor?
Because from our point of view, which is his limited point of view, there's lots of suffering in the world and lots of social injustice.
But suffering is suffering which we call suffering. Again, we look at it with a different viewpoint, in a different perspective. We have different values. Suffering is relative. We call it suffering, but the suffering indeed, before you came, we had a nice talk, you see, what suffering is. Remember that? So that suffering is when he has his gaze upon us, when he wants himself to be released from its cage, that cage that he has put himself in, or a cradle as he calls it. So that's when his gaze falls upon himself, that is what we call suffering. That is the process he begins where we are about to release ourselves. We are submerged in suffering. We are steeped in suffering, you say. And it is very painful, it's very miserable and all that. Indeed, it has its end result in liberating nothing. Just as Baba says, he gives a very good figure. He says, how is it that your body is maintained as it is? How is it that you're healthy and strong and radiant and all that? This lady is a beautiful lady. How is it that she maintains her beauty? And how is it that man maintains his manliness and keeps himself trim? How? Because of the factor called pain. Had not man that faculty to be conscious about pain and be aware about it, he would lose his limbs. Everything would be lost. It's because of the pain, he's alert. He keeps himself aloof. He keeps himself aware, wary about it. So also, and that's why the man keeps himself healthy. Because there is pain. Now, what about the lepers? They lose the sensation and the pain is lost. So everything goes on dripping and dropping, you see, and he gets himself burnt and he does this and that, nothing happens to him, he doesn't feel. So he loses his personality, his charm, his health, and everything is lost. Likewise, suffering is just as pain is to the body, which sustains the body in health, so also suffering is to the soul, which sustains the soul and brightens it. That's what he says. And that's what we find when we are totally helpless and know nothing and put our hands out and we surrender to him. That is our victory. People in the world, they become helpless. Generals become helpless. They put their hands up and white flag. They surrender to the nation. And that is the downfall. defeat. In the realms of reality, it is diametrically opposite. Become helpless, put your hands up and surrender. That's your victory. Your ego assertions are such that keeps you continued, bound and chained to these different variations, opposite experiences, the variations that are there. No sooner you surrender, you hasten the process of liberation. That's what he says. And when his gaze falls upon you, you begin to suffer. And you begin to suffer, you are heading towards a real situation where you will, the more the suffering, the greater the suffering, you become more and more helpless. When you are totally helpless, you put your hands up. That's your victory.
It reminds me of a line in the Chinese book, the I Ching, that says, if the fool cannot be made to understand, then he must be made to feel.
That's right.
You know, it puts the heat on you.
It is that, yeah.
You don't understand. Is that the same?
That's
sort of?
The same, same. It gives you the experience. Baba says, pay heed to me that I come to you. The greatest benediction is that I come in your midst time and again. But nobody pays heed. He comes, he draws a few closer to him, they benefit from it, and he leaves again. That process which could be ended in no time, you want to continue it, so continue, he says. It doesn't matter, he says. But that could be had now, you will linger it further for many generations, many reincarnations. That's what he says.